Daniel chapter 3, verse 1, and we'll skip down to verse 8 through 18. When you have it, stand with me if you're able to for the reading of God's word. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God said, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plains of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Skip with me down to verses 8 through 18. The Bible says, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sounds of the cornet, the flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I want to read verse 17 one more time. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he shall deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Amen. Help us, Lord, tonight. Pray with me right here tonight, will you? Dear Heavenly Father, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, God. Lord, for this blessed opportunity, O God, that you have, Lord, given unto me, O God, to stand before this congregation tonight. O God, in the midst of service, O God, to preach your word, O Father. So that you whispered into my heart, O God. Oh, Lord, I pray, Father, that you know these lips that pray, O Father. So that I'll only speak those words, O God, that you whisper into my heart. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, anoint this congregation, O God. Lord, that breaks the yoke of bondage, O God, that sets the captive free, O Lord. Lord, put the chains of thunder, O Father. Lord, and thou will be done right here tonight, O Father, in your church. Lord, for this is your time, O Father. Lord, this is your service, O God. Lord, have your way tonight, Holy Ghost. Lord, come upon tonight. Lord, the glory of thy presence, Father. Upon among your people, Lord, walk among us, O God. Walk among us. Lord, deliver us, O God. Deliver your people, Father. Lord, from the sting of trespasses, death. Lord, thy will be done tonight, O God.
Let us give everything,
Lord,
to find you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord, I pray that
thy will be done.
Oh, God.
The time will be done, dear God.
Your will
be done. Lord, the time will be done, oh God. Amen. The Lord will help me tonight. I want to preach your fear of the furnace. Your fear of the furnace. Amen. A furnace is something, an enclosed structure in which heat is produced as for heating a house or melting metal. An enclosed structure in which heat is produced as for heating a house or melting metal. An idol, Mr. Webster says, is an image of a god made or used as an object of worship. He also says that an idol is one that is very greatly or excessively loved and admired. One that is very greatly or excessively loved and admired. Your fear of the furnace. Nebuchadnezzar made an image and set it up in the plains of Dura. One day, he got into his head, I'll make this image, I'll make this, whatever he made, and I'll set it up in the midst of Babylon, in the midst of Dura. I'll set it up and I'll command that music be played. Sister Donna, I'll command that somebody play the psaltery, the sackbut, the harp, the flute. And whenever it's heard, I'll command the people to say, bow down and worship. They fall down and worship. Amen. One day he got into his mind, I'm going to set this up, and it had to be pretty tall for everybody to see it. But he got in his mind that he was going to do this. Then he called together all the high-ranking authorities, Sister Van Avery, all the high-ranking officers, you know, the sheriffs and the priests, or praise God, everybody that had authority. And that he called them all together to dedicate this thing. He said, all right, here's what we're going to do, fellas. Here's what we're going to do now. We're going to dedicate this thing. I've set it up, amen, for a thing of worship, for an idol, if you please. I've set it up, amen, for something that, for you to worship, amen. I pray God, I've set it up for my God, amen, for something that, that I've set it up for you to bow down to, amen. Praise God, but I've set it up, praise God, that Nebuchadnezzar said, and we're going to dedicate this thing, and we're going to, praise God, and we're going to honor it, just like a God. We're going to respect it. Just like a God. And when you hear the music, Sister Geraldine, when you hear the music, you know, no matter when it is or what time of day, when you hear the music, amen, you're to fall down, Sister Jenny, and you're to worship this holy, great image. You're to fall down, Sister Penny, when you hear the music, the drums are beating, when you hear the piano play, when you hear the guitars strumming, when you hear, amen, when you hear the music, you're to fall down and worship it. That's what King Nebuchadnezzar was saying, Sister Cheryl. He was saying, you know, whoever doesn't do this is going to be a praise God thrown into the fiery furnace. If you don't obey it, if you don't fall down when you hear the music, if you don't fall down and worship, you're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Praise God, that's the same hour. Amen. So he set this thing up. Amen. And he said, all right, we're ready to go now. Amen. I've set my idol up. I've set my golden image up. Amen. I've set it up. Amen. Amen. And now it's time to play the music, Sister Jenny. It's time to praise God, start playing the cornet. It's time to start playing the harp, the flute, and everything else that he named. Amen. It's time to start playing it, if you please. It's time to start falling down on your knees, on your faces. It's time to start the church. It's time to fall down, amen, and worship this golden image that I've set up. Hey, country. He was talking. He wasn't just talking to the high-ranking officers. He was talking to every language, every nation, every person. It didn't matter who he was. He didn't care, amen. He said, when you hear the music, it's time to drop everything, almost like, amen, 4 o'clock, family prayer time. I pray it's time to drop everything and fall down and start praying and start calling upon my God and start calling upon my English and start reverencing it and start respecting it. Because if you don't, amen, If you don't, there's going to be a price to pay. If you don't, there's going to be a penalty. And the penalty is death. And the fire is furnace. And Miss Clay rose it up. And he commanded them to play out right. It's about that time. Go ahead and start playing the instruments. But go ahead and start to beat on the drums. Go ahead. Start playing your music, and let them see if they're going to obey the voice. That's what he's saying. All right. I've got this idea in my head. I've got this thing. I'm going to make a decree. Amen. That everybody is to bow down at the time of music. Amen. Everybody's to bow down. Amen. Then after, you know, they dedicated this thing, you know, you ever see something dedicated? You know how the world dedicates it, you know, they take that old bottle or whatever they use and they tie it to a string and they break that bottle, you know, against it. Amen. I don't know how they dedicated it. I guess they, praise God, they played something or killed some kind of a calf. But I don't know what they did. I don't imagine they took a bottle and broke it. I don't know. They might have, but praise the Lord anyway. That's something different. Anyway, but they dedicated this thing, amen, this false god, this false image, amen. They dedicated this thing scripturally as it was a prized possession. They dedicated this thing as it was something, amen, just because the king said, all right, this is what we're going to do. All right, this is how it's going to be. Amen. Just because the king said, all right, this country of mine, amen, this city of mine, amen, these people of mine, I'm commanding you to do something, so you better do it, or you're going to die, amen. I'm going to kill you, praise God. But he went on down and says, at what time you hear the sound of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image. Amen. That's the commandment he gave. That's the decree he gave, amen. He said, Sister Beth, if you don't do it, hey, when you hear the music, are you going to pay a price? Amen. Sister Cheryl, if you don't fall down, amen, King Nebuchadnezzar's paying. If you don't fall down, amen, when you hear this great music of playing, amen, you're going to be brought before me for judgment. And I can tell you right now what the judgment's going to be. Amen. I can tell you right now, Sister Geraldine, if you don't fall down before my cause, if you don't fall down before my taking image, I can tell you what your fate's going to be. Amen. It's going to be in the heart of fire and furnace. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you know how the devil is. He'll set something up pretty for you. He'll set something up. All right. Amen. Here we go. All right. Here you go. Amen. Here's you an image. Amen. So many times, so often than not, praise God, we hear the music of calling, and we start bowing down to it. Amen. If he's got control of it, if he's got something over it, amen. And the devil will put something right in there. Amen. And you'll say, well, I've got to bow down to it. Well, I've got to do it. I've got to this and I've got to that because you know it's just got such a hold on that. But you know it's just got such control over me. Well, you know it's just if I don't do it, amen, there's going to be a penalty to pay. So I better do it. Amen. Lord, help me tonight. Therefore, when all the disciples, when all the people, I'm sorry, the nations and the languages heard the music, they fell down to worship because they feared what would happen. Sister Jolene, they feared the promise.
Yes,
amen. They feared, amen, what King Nebuchadnezzar was saying. They feared death. They feared what would happen to them if they didn't fall. Amen. You know, I praise God, the devil's got so many so-called Christians. Amen. So the devil's got so many homeless people. Look, amen, in that area. Praise God. Sister Jenny, you don't fall, you're going to have to pay a penalty. Amen. If you don't fall down and worship this image, amen, you're going to have to pay a penalty. You're not going to be liked as much as you'd like to be liked. Amen. You're going to have to pay a penalty, Sister Geraldine. You're not going to have as much fun as you might want to have. Amen. Sister Patty, you ain't going to be a praise God, a pleasing to your flesh. Amen. You might want to be pleased. Amen. There's going to be a penalty to pay. Amen. But they knew if they didn't fall, Sister Jenny, they was going to have a price to pay. There was going to be a penalty to pay if they heard the music. If they didn't fall there right then, praise and start praising King Nebuchadnezzar's God. If they didn't start praising his image, they knew that there was going to be death. They knew that there was going to be cast into the fire of furnace. They knew the outcome of it. So because of that, because of their fear of the furnace, they fell down. They were worshiping
and say, well, if I don't steal it, there's going to be a price to pay. If I don't steal it, I'm not going to be like this much. If I don't steal it, then this is going to be happening. But can I see you now? You didn't let your fear of the furnace go. You didn't let your fear of the furnace pay. In the meantime, go to the furnace and so be it. You need to let it go before it turns you to hell.
Amen. The people on the front row, they may get a little shy, but I try to keep them out alive, praise to God. Hallelujah. But the people fell down until they heard it. Oh, my
Lord.
Oh. Oh, my King Nebuchadnezzar in his God. I better fall. They said, all right, King, all right. I imagine you know, all of them there wasn't worshiping the Baal. I imagine they sung the worshipers of, you know, this river god over here, this moon god, and, you know, the worshipers over here and over there. You know, but the king said, you got to fall down, so they forsook their god, even though it was wrong, they forsook their god, just because the king said, you got to do this, amen. Praise God. It's even worse, amen, when you forsake your god, amen. Hey, the living god, and the god that's all knowing, and the god that's ever present, and the god that's saved you from a devil's hell. It's even worse when you forsake him and you bow down. There's something because of your flesh won't let it go, because you bow down to something, because of fear of the furnace, and fear going through torment, and fear going through heartache, and fear going through pain, and fear of having somebody be disowned by your family, and in fear of it, and fear of the furnace, you don't bow down to God. You don't let God do what God wants you to do, and fear of having to go through the furnace, and you bow down to an idol. In fear of going through the furnace, Sister Vetta. Or you just don't do that. That can work both ways. Amen. The devil set up a few images in the planes of your life. Amen. The devil set up a few images. Amen. Just as Nebuchadnezzar. Set up his image, any man of his God, or it might have been the image of himself, I don't know. He said, worship my God and my image. The devil's doing the same thing nowadays. He's setting up images in the planes of your Christian walk. He's setting up images in the planes of your life, amen. And I'm going to get down to a few of them right here in a minute. Amen. But he's setting up his images, Sister Preacher Jolene. He's setting up images in each of our lives. Amen. He said, all right, here you go now. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. If you don't do this now, you're not going to be like this. But you're not going to be asked to preach, Sister Cheryl, if you don't do this now. There's too many places. Now, Sister Brittany, if you don't do this, there's going to be a price to pay. You know, those people that you really wanted to like you, they're not going to like you as much if you don't bow down to this now. You got to do this. You're going to have to take this, be a partaker of it, if you want to be popular, if you want to be right, if you want to be right in somebody else's eyes. Amen. You got to partake in this fashion industry, and you got to wear a shirt up to here if you want to be recognized. Amen. Hey, you got to praise God, put your hair up below your ears, if you want to fit in with the crowd. Hey, you got to be praise God, willing, praise God, to take hold. Amen. That's a life of the ghost. And you got to be willing to take on that life of fornication. And you got to be willing to take on that life of sodomy. If you want to get in this world, now you know. If
if you don't do that, you will be persecuted by the world. You will be hated in the world. And now you know if you don't bow down to this, Sister Ted, and another place will mock you. They will be pointing at you. They will be laughing at you. And they will be, praise God, coming up and picking on you. And now if you don't be a partaker, they praise God in this industry, in this revealing clothing, you know, all these things throughout this. And you know, if you don't wear these things, they will going to say you're out of date. But they're going to say you're a praise God, your clothes is just out of time, amen. If you don't bow down to these titles, you're going to be a partaker. Hey, if you don't be to bow down to these titles, they're going to be out of time to pay.
Is that what they know? I'm on it. If you don't bow down to these idols, if you don't bow down to these images, then you're going to have a price to pay. Amen. You're going to have to go through the furnace. Amen. And just so happened, I'm preaching on your fear of the furnace. Amen. Your fear of the furnace. Praise God. Amen. Hey, 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Amen. And praise God. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. It don't matter, praise God. If it's in the fashion industry, if it's in the car industry, it don't matter what industry it's in. Whether it's in magazines, televisions, whether it's in the cable broadcast, whether it's in the big movie house theater, it don't matter where it's at. God said, hey, praise God, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, that's in the world. Amen. He said, go away from it. Hey, don't be a partaker of it. But the devil set forth. The devil set about there. And said, now go ahead and pause. Hey, and worship this island. Go ahead and pause. And worship this craven image. Go ahead and pause. If you don't, then this will be a price to pay. If you don't, then you're not going to be liked as much. If you don't fall for it, then you're going to be talked about. If you don't fall for it, you're going to be thrown out in the furnace. You know how the devil is. You know how the devil is. He'll come to you right in the weak spot. You know, ain't that how he does? He'll come to you right in the weak, with the weakness of your life. He came to tempt us to deal with practical things. He's beyond that. He can't tempt us to dwell in a physical lift or past figure. He's beyond that. Yeah. He can't tempt Sister Brittany with that heavy metal music. She's beyond all that. Mm-hmm. Amen. But you know. Yeah. You know what you can be thinking about.
Right.
That's what the baby means. And saying, if you don't bow down, if you don't fall down, Sister, now if you don't, then this is what's going to happen. Love not the world, any things that are in there. Amen. That's God's word, not the time. Amen. Much valuable time is wasted. Amen. And we can all say that, ain't that right? Much valuable time is wasted. Amen. Because the things that we do, a much valuable witness time is wasted. A much valuable study time is wasted. A much valuable, amen, time is just picking up the phone and calling somebody. Is wasted because why is that, Brother Charlie? Because we're very wasteful. Praise God, help me, Lord.
Yes, we are.
We're very wasteful of God's time, amen, that He's redeemed us. Amen, that He's redeemed us to have, Sister Shirley. And we're very wasteful of time, amen, that we could be out witnessing to our neighbors. We could be over here, amen, on the phone, calling somebody up, say, hey, you know, Jesus Christ loves you. Mm-hmm. You know, He died for your sin. He died for you. Amen. Yeah, we're wasting time, church. We're very wasteful of time. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're wasting most precious time. Mm-hmm. And the biggest reason, the biggest waste of time, Hey, amen. I believe the devil scored a vision whenever he brought the television in to play. That's the biggest waste of time in any Christian's life. That's the biggest waste of time in anybody's life. Amen. Hey, because once you set their blue to it, hey, amen, it's not just television. There's many other things. It can be a magazine. It can be, hey, amen, other things such as that. But we find ourselves wasting time trying to catch up on today's fashion. Trying to catch up on what happened over in Pakistan today. Praise God. Trying to catch up on what we might have missed on that show that we recorded. I'm trying to catch up instead of saying, you know what, it don't even matter. As long as I'm being used to God, as long as I'm doing God's will, I've got more time on my hands than I need. I've got more time on my hands. I need to be going out fasting, Lord. I need to be going out praying, Lord. I need to be reading God's word, Lord. Studying to show myself approved. Studying to show myself approved. Instead, we're studying the TV guide. Instead, we're studying that book or that magazine. Instead, we're studying on our flesh, on how to appease it, on how to please it, on what we can do to satisfy ourselves. Instead of satisfying God, the devil, instead of not rushing in front of us, instead of you don't fall out of it, you're going to have to go through the furnace. You need to let your fear of the furnace go. You need to let your fear of the furnace get out of your life, because your fear of the furnace is going to carry you straight to hell.
I fear the furnace. Oh.
Ephesians 5:15-16. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the day is evil.
Well, we're gathering the guitar. I'm passing by.
Well, I don't want to get back there. I don't want to take it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody in here that wants for somebody to come up to you. I don't know anybody in here that wants for somebody to come up and talk about the way they dress, talk about the way they live, talk about, I don't know anybody here that wants that.
It's going
to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. Amen. So why not just amen, obey the Lord? Why not just amen, do what God said to do? Why not just praise God, uphold your holiness lifestyle? Amen. You will get laughed at regardless, amen, whether you do or whether you don't. Because look at it like this. If you don't, you're going to be laughed at the world. Amen. The world will be laughing at you, talking about you. Amen. But if you do, then you got some people right here in the church that's going to say, well, Sister so-and-so needs prayer. Sister Meta needs prayer because she fell. Because she started laying down. She fell down. Amen. And started worshiping that idol. Amen. The devil laid before her. Praise God. I'd rather have the world laughing at me, putting a finger at me, than be right with God. Amen. I'd rather have amen, God be on my side, walking with them, talking with them, helping me along the way, than the world putting their finger at me, talking about me, saying me still. I'd stay on my way to heaven. Praise God. And not on my way to hell. Praise God. The world can target. The world can target. Amen. Hey, I don't care. What I lose, I don't care what I don't got. I don't care what I gotta give up. I don't care what I gotta put on. Hey, I wanna do it. I wanna go to heaven. Hey, I don't care, amen. If the word says to get rid of it, if the word says to put it on, hey, I don't care how many people ask that. I don't care how many people put their finger at that. I don't care what kind of persecution I gotta go through. I don't want no fear of the furnace, because that fear is gonna cost me heaven.
That fear, the furnace, that's what the devil wants. He wants you to appear.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to appear what people are going to say. He wants you to appear with that spiritual furnace right now. Go ahead and put your hand on your life. What's hard? Well, it's hot. Ooh, it's hot. Ooh. You don't believe that. Mm-hmm. That's your voice. Yeah. You don't mix that thing up. A little bit, make it a little bit hot. You know, you don't doubt that
much. Your fear of the furnace is causing you to do things that you won't do, or you're afraid to touch somebody. Your fear of the furnace is causing you to do things that are not pleasing to God. Your fear of the furnace is causing you to say things, to do things, to be interactive with things that are not pleasing to God because of your fear that somebody might see. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from him. Train up a child in the way he should go. That means, in one sense, the word of God. Train up a child in the word of God. Right. Amen. Train up a child in God's word. Now God said, don't do this to the thing. Now God says you have to do this. God commands us to do this. God says that if he convicts you of something, amen, you let it go and you take it back up again. What does that mean? Now, Sister Britton, this is what God's voice is. Now, I'm going to use this for an example. I hope you don't get upset with Charlie. But I'm going to believe him. And we teach our children in the holy realm that you better not go to the shore. You better not go to drive you, you better not go to the field.
Right.
Ain't that what we practice? Amen. Ain't that what we do? Amen. Amen. Okay. But we say, no, that's wrong, sister. You can't go there, you better not. Worldly.
Up there?
We have so many of us going to block us and bring it home. Train up a child. Mm-hmm. So when that child gets older, whatever Sister Brittany just told her. She don't think, well, I can go over here. It was all right. And I'm not going to go on this subject for a long time. I just want to think more of it. Over here. Well, Dad, it's all right. It's at home. So she told her, she went, Dad, I'm going downtown over here. Go down here to what thing? Yeah. So what did Mother say? One of us, right? It's all right. To what family at home, but you better not go to the kitchen no more. And my daddy, he wasn't nothing but a face. Yeah. All right. St. Corinthians 6 and 17. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. I think you all know that. There are certain Jews named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that's not regarded me. They serve not thy God. Amen. They didn't bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't bow down when they heard the music playing. They didn't bow down, amen, when they heard the drum set. They didn't bow down when they heard the chord answer. Amen. I don't know about you, Shadrach, but I ain't doing it. I don't know about you, Abednego. I ain't doing it. He said, all right, boys. I said, we're going to stand fast. Hey, if you, hey, pretty, we're going to stand quick for God. Hey, we're going to stand up for God. Hey, I serve a God better than my daddy is. I serve a God mightier than my daddy is. I serve a God that's able to deliver me. I serve a God that's able to provide. I serve a God that's most powerful. I serve a God that's all knowing. I serve a God. Amen. And I'm not going to turn my back on him. Amen. They had faith. Amen. They had the boldness. I don't care what the penalty is. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care what they do for me or do to me. I don't care just about that. I'm going to stand strong for God. I'm going to stand up for God and His holiness. I'm going to stand up for God and His word. And then the Chaldeans came around and was looking. And them boys ain't falling. Them boys ain't worshiping. Them boys, go back here and tell the king. Amen. They ain't doing something. Amen. Then they come up to a king Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. And he said, all right, praise God, this is what's going on. Amen. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the boys that you set up over the province of Babylon, you know, the ones you set in charge, O king, they're not reverencing you. They're not falling down. Amen. They're not praising your idol. Amen. They're not falling down in the will of worship. Hey, that thing you set up. Amen. And this made the king mad. Hey, this man going to a fury of rage. And he said, bring me in. Right here, stand before me. Praise God. He said, bring me in. Amen. And he started saying, I said, Meshach, and the men to go, what is this thing that I've heard? What is this that you haven't felt falling down? Hey, if you've done it, when you hear the music, and when you hear the music of playing, and if you fall down, well, but if not, we've got problems. He said, do you not serve my God or worship my image? Because if it's true, we got problems. The same thing the devil does. He tries to bully you. He tries to convince you why you should bow down to it. He tries to convince you why you're to do it. He tries to call and pray, amen, get up on you to the shoulder and say, now Sister Jenny, now if you don't do this, Sister Donna, if you don't do this now, he tries to convince you. Convinces you of why you ought to do it. Amen. Ain't that what he does? I praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. What are you going to do with your time? If you don't look at, look at. What are you going to do with your time? Look at it. You ain't looking through that magazine. What are you going to do with your time? Doing. Now, if you don't look at, don't probably book to look at, what are you going to do with your time? I'm just using them for example. See, that's how the devil does. He'll come around and he'll tempt you, make you think, oh, my life is just over. My life is just in the pit because I don't have this. I can't have that because this ain't fun. Because this ain't my life. Amen. Praise God. It's that the devil will do that. Come around. Amen. Start talking to you and start trying to convince you of why you need to have it. Of why you can't get rid of it. Of why you need to keep it. Of why you need to keep looking upon it. Why? You've got to have it in your life and then come around and convince you and why you can't do without it.
Now, if you look at the big spirit, Lord, what do you think it's wrong? Now, if you don't follow that tongue, they won't think that you might be on the way to the next. This should be applied because the devil knows your weak spot. The devil knows what you're weak to. And he knows that. Amen.
Your fear of having to go through the furnace is going to send you straight to hell. No rest stop. No pit stop. Amen. Your fear of having to go through the furnace, having to go through the pain of having not having that opportunity to please your flesh. Amen. The fear of having to go through a little praise God boring time. Amen. Amen. You might call it study time, prayer time, God time, whatever it may be, whatever you may call it. That fear goes through the furnace. Amen. Because you got to give up something. Because you can't have something. Praise God. God said you couldn't have it. And your fear. Again. Look upon it. In the down path. Well. She ain't that popular anymore. Well. Well, we can't accept you no more because you don't mean that. And I heard a story one time about a young lady going to booking at a private school, not of a gospel or a Christian school, but just because she wasn't, she meant to ask for attention, she was a woman. Well, you just don't do that. You just don't. Why don't you just? And this is public. And this young lady, I'm no professor. It's for me. This person, so. Because she wasn't being able to read. Because she wasn't getting out that little club, because she wasn't going that little club that was out there committing all these atrocities, loving, positive, committing all these fornications. Well, needless to say, that sister got took out of school.
She's home school now. Thank you.
got Sister Brittany. I know you got one of them. Can I just look at it? You don't got one, bro. I wasted my time coming over here. I wasted my time hanging around you because you're not like that. That's the world talking. That's the devil talking. And I know I've slowed down a little bit, don't you? But I wish you could hear me. Your fear. Your fear of bowing down to God. And fear of not getting to the church. Your fear of bowing down to God other than the eyes. Not very pleasing to God. It's not pleasing to God's time. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we are not careful. We're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Amen. He said, they were saying, King, I don't care. Well, I don't got to think about what I'm saying. I don't got to think about what I'm getting ready to say to you. I'm not careful to think about it because I'm not bowing down to your God. I'm not bowing down to your idol. I'm not bowing down to that thing you said before me. Do with me what you will. I don't care. I'm going to serve my God. I'm going to serve my God and not your God. And my God is able to deliver me out of the fire of furnace. And he's able to deliver me. Out of your hand, O King. I don't care to be what you may do. Hey, treat me what you may do. Hey, you can treat me any way you want to. I'm still going to turn my pride. Hey, I'm going to get rid of that thing. I don't need it in my life. I don't need your God. I don't need your idols. I don't need that golden thing to bow down to. I've got somebody that's more powerful to bow down to. They were saying, more or less, I don't care. King of the King. That's the attitude of the church we need to get, or the church in general. Amen. We need to get like that. When the devil starts setting up an idol in front of us, Sister Brittany, when the devil starts setting up an idol, amen, in front of you, you need to start saying, I don't care what you do to me. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care how you act around me. Amen. I'm not serving the idol. I'm not serving that image. I'm serving my God. I'm going all the way for him. Hey, I'm doing what the word of God says. Hey, what he commands. I'm doing what he wants me to do. I'm doing what he bids me to do. I'm not going to turn my back on him. I'm not going to transgress about that. I'm not going to do the thing the Bible says I'm not to do. But I'm going to do the thing that says I need to do. And devil, you can do with me what you please. You can get it as much time as you want to. Hey, you can downgrade me. You can stop me. You can do with me what you will. But I'm not bound down to you. My God's going to deliver me out of your hand, O King. Hallelujah. Our God is able to defeat anything you have to offer. Any problem, any sickness, any disease. Amen. I praise God. Any false doctrine, any devil, any demon. Our God's able to defeat anything you got to pour against us. Anything you got to throw against us, shoot us. My God's able to defeat it. Amen. They were holding up their God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not the Bible, but that's the Charlie's words. Amen. Any idol you may have in your life, amen. Praise God. Your God is able to defeat. Any idol you may have, the devil's self in your life, amen. The Lord's able to defeat, amen. Hey, anything the devil sent your way, anything that the devil convinced you of, anything that the devil blocked your way, and whispered in your ear, if you don't take this, this is going to happen, amen. Hey, your God, that you serve, the Almighty God, the one only living God, is able to deliver you out of the hands of the devil. The three Hebrew boys had no fear. He said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O King. Oh, I'm sorry. But the boys are saying, if not, it known and thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Thanks, John, you said before. My God did not deliver me. I'm still not going to bow down.
Amen.
If my God chooses not to deliver me, I'm still not going to do it. Amen, because I love my Lord so much. I love my Lord. Amen, I love my God. He's more powerful. Amen. I praise God in anything you have to offer. He's better than anything. He's better than this world. He's better than six flags. He's better than what the world has to offer. Amen, praise God. He's better than what the world has to offer. Amen. I praise God. He's better. I love not the world. I'm in the pains that are in the world. He said, I'm better than what the world's not. I'm better than the world. World, love me. They come up to me, church me, and I'll give you a life everlasting. I'll give you a life of faith. Your eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and neither has it entered into the minds of men.
Yes.
The hearts of men. You need to let your fear of having to go through something for God go. You need to let your fear of your flesh not being happy go. So many of us. Yeah, I better not pass that in days. Just show you know what I'm not going to see. You know, just listen. You feel me? And you know, I'm not talking about nobody in here. You know that I'm too good for example. Sometimes you go through the age, sometimes you don't pass through the age. If I don't talk to that young man on the phone for at least an hour, time we lose our fear of turning. Time we lose that fear of having to go through turning. Because you know the outcome of the story. The king Nebuchadnezzar stepped up. He did not go through the fire. We watched him fall. And the fourth one looked like the sun. Isn't that time on? He went up to the ground of early. Yo, Shadrach, he said, you ready to go, come forth. I was sitting in front of him. There are no one in the shoes. Not even, you know, I don't know. Why is that? Because they did not return. I think the king of heaven. Had it all set before us. You can either do this, or you can go to the furnace. That means we lose our fear of the furnace. We lose our fear of God and the God. Get down to the world and look at that.